This TED Talk features writer's craft student, future lawyer, proud daughter, and your average teen, Amani Adib, recorded live at TED 2019. Hello, everyone. I just want to start this podcast off by expressing myself just a little bit. Now, pardon me, I may not be a certified psychologist or have a PhD completed, but I do find pleasure in psychological research and reading in my spare time, which have resulted in a bit of interesting knowledge gained throughout the years of me doing it. I'm your average teen, a high school student working hard in school, working a part-time job, and working hard at home as well. Many of the times I ask myself, why do I work so hard and still feel unaccomplished or unfulfilled? And I know many of you guys can relate, whether you're an adult or a teen like me. At our age, it's so important to begin a journey of self-development and progression and actualization. Now, I want to ask you guys something. Who here has ever felt or feels limitless or independent or accepted or spontaneous? Just living life fully fulfilled and happy? Well, of course, we all run into our ups and downs, situations that are just sticky and, well, not the best. That's completely okay because through it all, you accept, learn, and move on as time heals. As I speak, you must be thinking, well, that's so much easier said than done. To really let time heal and let us forget, or to feel limitless or to feel accepted. The truth is, in the 21st century, these are all really hard. We live in a society which strives to conform us to fall in the trap of these norms, otherwise indirect unacceptance is inevitable, being different is difficult. Feeling limitless is almost impossible with more than half our paychecks going towards bills, with your 12-hour shifts tomorrow, and on top of all that, it's so hard to be spontaneous, just to say, F it, girls, let's go on a road trip. And with all these things to do in the 21st century, you begin to lack self-actualization. And that's not necessarily something you're given. It's more so something you build, something you gain after getting to know yourself, after experiencing difficulties and peaks. Now, that all ties back to what I'm about to talk about next. Maslow's hierarchy of needs. This theory proposed back in the 70s has been forgotten about in our 21st century, yet I feel as though it should be more prevalent for our modern society, where we often forget who we really are, we often lose our sense of self-actualization during this busy period. Briefly getting into the actual hierarchy itself, Abraham Maslow formulated a psychological hierarchy of basic human needs. This hierarchy consists of 5 sections divided into 2 categories, deficiency needs and growth needs. The first 4 levels of this hierarchy are the deficiency needs, needs that arrive when you're deprived, and basic human needs for your survival. These needs will motivate your will to live and survive. These needs also consist of psychological needs such as food, water, and shelter. The other 3 on top of those consist of safety, love, and esteem. But this isn't my focus for today. Self-actualization, the topic of this discussion, lies at the top of the hierarchy of needs. Once you achieve your psychological needs, safety, love, and esteem, you're supposedly self-actualized. But what does that really mean? What does a self-actualized person in the 21st century really look like? Maslow's theory consisted of about 20 characteristics of a self-actualized individual. You must be thinking, 20? That's a lot. That ties into my next point. American psychologist Scott Barry Kaufman actually wrote a research article about being self-actualized in the 21st century. Now, all this research consists of integrating Maslow's hierarchy to modern theory and narrowing down 20 characteristics into 10 simple and modern characteristics of what our generation self-actualization looks like. After performing thousands of surveys across Canada and the United States, 10 of the 20 characteristics proposed by Maslow were more prevalent within people who consider themselves fulfilled and achieved. In addition, self-actualization is overall related to higher levels of stability, purpose, and self-acceptance. Anyways, back to what you guys were waiting for, the 10 characteristics of a self-actualized individual in our modern-day society. The first, continued freshness of appreciation. You can appreciate again and again the basic goods of life with pleasure. Acceptance. You accept all of your quirks and desires without shame or apology. Authenticity. You can maintain your dignity and integrity even in environments and situations that are undignified. Purpose. You feel a great responsibility and duty to accomplish a particular mission in life. Efficient perception of reality. You're always trying to get at the real truth about people and nature. Humanitarianism. You have a general desire to help the human race. Peak experiences. You often have experiences in which you feel new horizons and possibilities opening up for yourself and others. Good moral intuition. You can tell deep down right away when something is wrong. And last but not least, a creative spirit. You have a generally creative spirit that touches everything you do. Now, an important thing to touch upon is how all these characteristics come together. If you single these out, they don't totally make you a fulfilled person. But when they come together is when self-actualization is there. None of these things have anything to do with materialistic things or money. Every one of this relates to your will and drive to become a better person, your want, your grow, how you contribute to your own growth and to the community around you. Think of self-actualization as the need to become what one has the potential to be. The next question is, how does one possibly strive towards achieving self-actualization? According to Maslow, there are a few simple things you could do to yourself. Now, these may sound really easy, but give them a thought day to day, on your drive to work, when you're washing dishes, and even throughout your life experiences. 1. Let your defenses down and live in the moment. Many times we overthink situations, a fear of what may go on. For many people, it's the fear of heights and roller coasters. For some, it's the fear of drowning in the swimming pool. Step by step, learn to let go. Learn to swim if you have to. Start on the small roller coasters if you have to. Step out of your comfort zone and face your fears. 2. Know yourself. Societal norms may conform you to be one way, to act one way, to dress one way. Shut the noise out of the world that tells you how you should think, feel, behave. Instead, pay attention to your own body signals. Listen to your own inner voice. 3. Don't stop growing. Self-actualization is not necessarily an end goal, but rather a process of actualizing your full potential. Daily, you're here to grow. You're here to progress in whatever you're doing with your all. So don't give up. Anyways, guys, I hope you all enjoyed today's refreshment in an old concept modernized to fit our 21st century society today. And I hope you guys could take some of the tips you learned in this TED Talk and apply it to your day-to-day life and progression to become a self-actualized individual. Thank you, guys. Have a good day.